The General Dynamics F-111 began flight test in 1964, when Defense Department Secretary Robert McNamara conceived the idea that the Air Force and the Navy could both use a tactical fighter bomber. By the time the prototype made its debut, the two services had grown so far apart that the aircraft was not able to meet the requirements of both. In 1968, the Navy dropped out of the project and the Air Force ordered 141 F-111As. These were followed by 296 F-111D, E, and F aircraft, all with improved systems. When the F-111s entered combat in Southeast Asia in 1967, many structural defects were found. There were also problems with the then experimental terrain following radar. The F-111 was withdrawn and reintroduced in 1972. It was a changed aircraft and came in so fast and so low that the Viet Cong called the F-111 Whispering Death because the first sounds that could be heard from the aircraft were exploding bombs. Having proved itself in the last year of the United States' involvement in Vietnam, the F-111 went on to become the airplane of choice for the Tactical Air Command Unit. The F-111 gradually earned the respect of its aircrew and won the nickname Aardvark. Described as the workhorse of the Persian Gulf War, the Aardvark flew over 4,000 sorties against armored formations, bridges, aircraft shelters, and weapons production facilities, achieving a mission-capable rate of 85%. With a Mach 2 speed, the Aardvark is faster than other American bombers, and when combined with a range exceeding that of American fighters, makes it a unique and valuable airplane. Its bomber-like cockpit features side-by-side seating for the pilot and weapon systems operator. The F-111 can carry 12 tons of bombs and missiles of various types and in various combinations. The FB-111 can carry a 16-ton nuclear or conventional bomb, or 13 tons of bombs and 4 short-range attack missiles carried on pylons located beneath the wings. The wings can be changed in flight from nearly straight for a slow-level cruise to a delta configuration for high-speed flight. In addition to its nuclear and conventional bombing capability, the F-111 can carry up to 12 parachute-retarded, rocket-boosted runaway attack bombs for low-altitude, high-speed delivery, and Gator, the United States Air Force's first air-delivered mine system.